Good evening, good evening. This is Minister Regina, DTM family. We might have a slight delay. I'm having some internet connectivity issues over here. But it looks like I'm good. So we're just gonna move forward as if I am. I think we're recording. And so we are here, Wednesday, April the 22nd. For DT Live, our midweek service. Thanks for joining us this evening. We're going to be praying tonight. We're sharing a brief word that I believe the Lord gave me to share with you all tonight. And I'm looking forward to doing that. Hello, Sister Beth. God bless you. And whoever else came on, I know there are some others, but I couldn't see who they were when they joined. God bless you tonight. Good to have you with us for this DTM midweek service via Facebook. We thank you. Okay, awesome. Yeah, because I don't have my usual stuff with me tonight. So anyway, we're going to go with what we have. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Mark. God bless you, Deacon Barry. Good to see you on tonight. We're not going to be long, I don't think, tonight. I have just a brief word. Then we want to jump into some prayer. I didn't have an opportunity to see if anyone had posted any prayer requests in the group today. It's been one of those days. So if you have a prayer request, please feel free to drop it here in the chat and right here on the screen. And hello, Sister Nina. Hello, Brother Larry. God bless you. If you do have a prayer request, whether for yourself or for a family member, or just a general prayer request, something that maybe the Lord has laid on your heart, please feel free to put it here in the chat tonight. And once I'm finished dropping this word on you that I believe the Lord gave us, then we will pray for those needs. Amen. God bless you, Sister Elizabeth. God bless you tonight. Thank you for joining our midweek DTM, DT Live prayer time. I don't know what week we're in. I think we might be in week six. Maybe of doing our virtual meetings here on Facebook. we're not real sure yet how much longer, but your wall hanging looks like a tiara. Amen. Amen, Brother Mark. Okay, so tonight, just really simply, this word that the Lord dropped on my heart today for you guys. Comes out of Joshua chapter 3. Hello, Pastor Carol. Joshua chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. This may be familiar with many of you. I'm sure you have heard this, but the Lord reminded me this today, and I said, oh, okay. Yes, ma'am. I do remember that one, Sister Beth, that you texted me. Absolutely. We're definitely going to be praying for her tonight, for her family. Amen. That's just tragic. But Joshua chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. Hello, Pastor Gwen. God bless you, woman of God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So I'm in Joshua chapter 3, and I want to be reading out of the Living Bible. If you hang out with us on Wednesday nights when we're having physical Bible study, I love various translations. So it wouldn't be a surprise to some of the students if I read the same verse in three translations. That's just how I roll. But I won't do that to you tonight. Okay, I won't do that to you tonight. Hey, Sister Chris, God bless you. So Joshua chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, I'm going to be reading from the Living Translation. Okay, the Living Translation. Early the next morning, Joshua and all the people of Israel left Acacia and arrived that evening at the banks of the Jordan River, where they camped for a few days before crossing. Verse 2, on the third day, officers went through the camp giving these instructions. When you see the priests carrying the Ark of God, follow them. You have never been where we are going now, so they will guide you. However, stay about a half mile behind with a clear space between you and the ark, be sure that you don't get any closer. I thought that was kind of funny. Anyway, then Joshua told the people to purify themselves. For tomorrow, he said, the Lord will do a great miracle. Joshua chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. And simply what the Lord wanted me to remind us tonight is that where we are living, we've never been here before. So we need to stick close to his voice, really. And I'm going to tell you this story for me that really perfectly embodies what I believe the Lord is trying to encourage us with on tonight. And when I went to South Africa in 2015 with Dr. Pat Bailey, her staff sent a questionnaire to those of us who were going on the trip. And the usual, you know, what you might expect, type of questions, you know, medical issues, you know, emergency contacts, that type of thing. But there was one question on there that kind of threw me. And it was, what is your greatest fear? What is your greatest fear? That really did throw me for a loop. But when I sat and I thought about it, you know, some people might say snakes or spiders or floods. I don't know. Something like that. And all of those are legitimate, right? I can understand how those things might be fear, you know, cause fear in people's hearts. But when I sat and thought about how I was going to answer, what came to me, for me, was my fear of feeling like I'm lost. I hate it. I hate not knowing where I'm going. Like even before the days of GPS, I would go to MapQuest. You know, if I find that I'm going to, you know, somewhere new that I've never been before, I go to MapQuest and I look it up and I get the directions, because I literally cannot do it. Like, it causes such anxiety. I'm not even kidding. And so that's how I answered the question, what is your greatest fear? My greatest fear was getting lost. So how about, we're in South Africa, we're in the van, and this particular morning, we get up and we're leaving Pretoria, where we had been staying, and we were traveling to another city called Lesotho, right? Now Lesotho is not a part of South Africa, okay? Because, like, it's its own country, okay? Right there in the midst of the country, kind of. And so they're their own sovereign place. And so that's where we were traveling to for another mission kind of a project. Well, we're driving, and we started about 10 in the morning, and they thought we were going to arrive somewhere in the mid-afternoon. How about we didn't get there till 10 hours later? We didn't get to our destination for 10 hours. Listen, there were no street lights. There was barely any traffic out at all. So it was impossible to get help to get directions. And so it was pitch dark, black dark, right? Night. Africa. No street lights. None. Barely any cars on the road. And so I'm sitting in the back of the van and I am not okay. I'm not driving or anything, but all of the fear, like I said, I mean, that was literally what I told you that I was afraid of, was getting lost. And here we are getting lost. It was the weirdest thing. So, and to this day, I really don't know what the issue was of why we got lost, except our directions were wrong, I guess. So, but as we're driving, the tension in the van is like so high, frustration so thick you could cut it with a knife, okay? I mean, everybody getting a little antsy, because like I said, it's pitch dark black. It's just night, like night. And at one point, because I'm checking out the driver at this point, I'm real quiet in the back. I don't have nothing to say. I don't have nothing to offer. I can't help none of, I can't help nobody. And so I'm sitting back there and I'm real quiet because I'm still not okay. But I noticed the driver. And at one point, he got quiet. And unbeknownst to the rest of us in the van, he started praying. He was praying. And as he was praying, he began to ignore all of the different commands and suggestions that were being thrown at him from the back of the van. And as he was ignoring everybody's screams, "Why are you going this way? I think we should go this way. No, I think I saw a sign back there that said..." Now, it's pitch dark black. How can you even read the sign, right? So at one point, the driver just shuts all that down. He didn't address it. He didn't say, hold on. Nothing. He was quiet. And before we knew it, we were arriving in front of this huge, gigantic gate. And so this whole trip was supposed to be a surprise for us, those of us who were taking the trip. And we were going to spend the afternoon in this beautiful, beautiful place and before moving on the next morning. And so because we arrived so late, 10 hours later, I said, because we arrived so late, the road to the lodge from the gate was closed. Like, you couldn't drive up, because it was up a hill. It was up a mountain, like a literal mountain. And they closed that road at a certain time. And so we had to stay at the foot of the mountain where in the quarters where the security and some of the other staff from the lodge stayed, okay? So we're at the foot of the mountain. It's pitch dark black. We get at the gate, and the guy at the gate telephones one of the other security guys, and he comes out to the van. He meets us at the van. Explains to us that the road is closed and there's no way that we can get up there. We're gonna have to stay down here at the foot of the mountain. And with just a big stick in his head, did I mention that it was pitch dark black in Africa, surrounded by mountains and trees? Did I mention that? And the security man only had a stick. All he had was a stick, y'all, not a gun, he had a stick. And he's walking alongside the van, showing us where to drive. Because, I mean, the road, I don't even know how we even fit on the little road. Okay. Little bitty road, pitch dark black, surrounded by trees. So close, the tree branches hitting the windows. Yeah, am I painting the picture for you? And here's the man walking alongside the van, showing us which way to go. So... did I mention that I was not okay? Did I mention that already? I was not okay. So we get to the quarters. It's about midnight by this point. It's about 12 midnight, and we're all dog tired. We just went to bed. Very little talk. We were wore out emotionally from this trip and what it took out of us. But somebody said the next morning... please, somebody type it on the screen. But the next morning, just a few hours later, I said we arrived about 12 midnight. Just a few short hours later, when the sun rose. And we stepped outside. I'll never forget. We were, the majority of us were inside. And one of the drivers stepped outside, and I heard him squeal like delight, like, "Oh!" Guys, it was so doggone beautiful. OMG. It was the most beautiful place I had ever seen in all of my years up to that point. Okay? It was absolutely breathtaking. And so we get in the van, we make our way up the mountain to where we were supposed to be the night before, where we were originally supposed to be. And this mountaintop view, oh my gosh, of all of these beautiful hills and mountains as far as the eye could see. Now, some of you have seen one of the pictures. that I've taken. You've seen it. Gorgeousness personified. It was absolutely breathtaking. So we're having breakfast and I'm sitting there. I'm just completely distracted by this view. And tears began to well up in my eyes because I started to think, just a few hours earlier when it was pitch dark black, I had no idea of the beauty that we were surrounded by. Come on, guys. Come on, guys. Just a few hours earlier, I had no idea of the beauty that literally surrounded us. Because in the moment, it was so dark. In the moment, we felt lost. In the moment, we were frustrated. In the moment. But just a few hours later, when the sun came up, the Lord showed us where we were. We weren't in darkness. We weren't lost. We were right in the midst of a beautiful place. Ah! Oh my gosh. So, it was because our driver shut out the voices in the van, right? It was because he ignored all the guesses. That's all they were. They were guesses because no one had been there before. But they were all guessing. Well, let's go this way. Well, let's go this way. They were all guesses. Am I helping somebody right here? Am I helping you? Because he said, no. I need to shut all of that noise out. I need to get quiet. I need to hear what the Lord is saying to me. It's because he had the confidence, and it was because he had the boldness to do that in the midst of everybody yelling, everybody screaming suggestions, because we were frustrated and we were scared. We were frustrated and we were scared. So all of these voices coming at him from the back of the van, and because he quieted himself and said, no, I need to hear what God is saying. Because he was able to do that and listen for Holy Spirit to tell him where to go. It was because our driver stuck close to the security guard once we got to the gate, right? He stuck close. The guard was like, just stay as close to me as possible, and I'm going to show you how to get there. I'm worried about the security guard because we were surrounded by trees and all he had was a stick. He said, but no, I know where we're going. I know how to get there. Stick close to me. Because our driver could stick close to him. I hope I'm helping somebody. Dr. Patton or anyone on the team, and I surely didn't, had no clue of where we were going. None of us had ever been there before. So whatever directions they thought they had when we started on the trip the day before, the morning before, they were obviously wrong. And so there was no way we could lean to our own human understanding. I hope I'm helping somebody tonight. We couldn't lean on our own human understanding, because the directions we thought we had got us lost. Am I helping you? There were no cars out there. There was nobody we could ask. Apparently everything shut down at 7 or 8 o'clock at night in that part of the world. There was nobody to ask. So, let me read the verses for us one more time. Joshua chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. Early the next morning, Joshua and all the people of Israel left Acacia and arrived that evening at the banks of the Jordan River, where they camped for a few days before crossing. And on the third day, officers went through the camp giving these instructions. When you see the priests carrying the Ark of God, follow them. You have never been where we are going now, so they will guide you. However, stay about a half mile behind with a clear space between you and the ark. Be sure that you don't get any closer. Then Joshua told the people to purify themselves, for tomorrow, he said, the Lord will do a great miracle. Now, DTM family, we have heard for several weeks now, we have heard that we are living in an unprecedented time. Our very own Pastor Mark told us on New Year's Eve, and we have heard from other people now, and here in the last few weeks, this same word. We are living in an unprecedented time. What does that mean? It means you've never seen it before. That's what it means. And so we can safely say that none of us, right? I think all of us can safely say we have not been this way before. The things that we're experiencing, the things that we are seeing, the things that we are hearing, we have never seen anything like this, okay? So there are no roadmaps, there are no mile markers, right? GPS is not working, right? For where God is wanting to lead us now. There's none of that is available. So we're going to have to be willing to disconnect from all of our human technologies. Come on. We'll have to be willing to disconnect from all of our human technologies that we've grown accustomed to trusting. Because no human has been this way. That's why. No human has been this way. They don't know either. The best they can do is guess. The best they can do is guess. So I want to encourage us tonight that we that we shut out the noise of all of the voices who are trying to navigate us when they themselves haven't been there either. Is that okay? So it is more than okay to ignore anything that is causing us to spin in greater amount of chaos and confusion. It's okay to ignore that. It's not rude if you're worried about that. Well, if I don't listen, it's gonna come off rude. Let it come off rude, because they don't know. If they're just guessing, they're guessing out of frustration, they're guessing out of fear. Maybe their heart is in a good place, but they're only guessing, and we don't have time for guesses. We don't have time for guesses. We need a clear word. We need a sure word. Is that okay? Yeah, it's okay. We need a sure word. We need a sure word. So again, it is more than okay to ignore anything that is causing us to spin in greater confusion and uncertainty. It's perfectly okay. Because now we have a great opportunity. It's a great opportunity to lean into the technologies of the Spirit and to be led by the only one. He's the only one, hallelujah, who knows, number one, where the destination is, and number two, how to get there. Amen. He's the only one. So it's perfectly fine that we are only listening for his voice. Is that okay? Yes, okay. He's the only one. So here's our opportunity. Here is our time. Here is our invitation to say, God, we are not going to lean to our own understanding, but in all of our ways, we're going to acknowledge you, and you are going to direct our path. Is that okay? Is that okay? Yes, okay. Yes, it's okay. So that's all I have for you tonight. The Lord just wants us to remember that we haven't been this way. So there's no roadmap. There's no MapQuest. There's no GPS. Here is the moment that we have to lean into hearing him. We have to lean in. We have to say, God, okay. What? You are going to feel frustrated. You're going to probably feel scared. You're probably going to feel uncertain. You're going to feel all of that, because that's our humanness, and that's okay. But all we have to do is, even in the uncertainty, even in the frustration, if we can just stay close, if we can just stay close, is that okay? Is that okay? Praise God. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. So that's all I have for you guys tonight. The Lord just said, you haven't been this way before. Please, don't lean on our own understanding in this hour, okay? We're not going to lean onto our own understanding in this hour. We're going to acknowledge him in all of our ways, and he is going to direct our path. He is going to direct our paths. So, I don't think I saw any other prayer requests come through except for the one Beth mentioned. Praise God. Amen, Pastor Mark. The voices of fear and frustration are of no help in times of crisis. Amen. Amen. Okay. Okay. Praise God. Oh, yes, Pastor Mark. In unprecedented times, lean into Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. So if there aren't any other prayer requests tonight, I'm just gonna close us out in prayer. I love you too, Sister Elizabeth. I miss you, sis. God bless you. I know you got some exciting things on the horizon. Praise God. Praise God. So again, I want to thank everybody who came in under this. Amen, Pastor Quinn. Abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. Psalm 91. There, in that place, no evil shall befall us. Amen. There shall no evil. There, in that place, under the shadow of the Almighty, no evil shall befall us. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. So just, if you would, just kind of join me in prayer now. We're going to close out in prayer. Amen. Just give me a few more minutes of your time, and let's pray together. Father God, we thank you and we praise you, oh God, for who you are, first of all. God, we thank you and we praise you, Father, for this time that we've been able to come together, even in this virtual space, God. God, that we can touch and agree, God, on what it is that you are saying in our lives, God. We thank you so much for this word tonight, God, that reminds us that we have not been this way before. And because we have not, we cannot lean our own understanding, God. But in all of our ways, God, we must acknowledge you so we know where to go and we know what to do. So, Father, I thank you, God, that you are breathing on this word tonight in our hearts. Breathe on this word, God. Make it come alive in us tonight, God. God, even after this live ends, God, I pray that everyone listening, God, everyone who will listen, God, that you will breathe on it, God, and that you will make it relevant to them in their circumstance present, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, that whatever they need, glory to God. God, that you will bring it to them in this hour. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you so much for every household represented on this live tonight. God, I lift up the family, God, that Sister Beth told me about. Of the young woman, God, who lost her life to the coronavirus, God, leaving behind a one-month-old baby. God, I pray in the name of Jesus for a comfort to come over that family, God, as only you can do. God, we might look at the situation, God, and say it's tragic, God. We might look at the situation, God, and see, oh my God, how unfair. But God, I know and trust you, God. I know and I trust you, God. And God, I know that as you have let this situation happen, God, that you still have a plan for this family, God. So God, I pray that you would just be a protection to that baby, God. God, that you would raise up godly people, God, godly influences, God, that would help this baby, God, as she grows, as she gets older, God. God, that she not ever feel a lack, God, that she not ever feel, hallelujah, a lack of a mother's love or a lack of a mother's touch, God. I pray that you would just begin to send people into her life, God. God, that will love on her in the name of Jesus, that will help provide for her, God, as she has lost her mother. God, I thank you, God, that you're going to protect her, God, from every evil thing that would try to come against her life in the name of Jesus. God, and so I pray for this woman's family, her parents, God, or maybe siblings, God, even a husband or a significant other, God, who are feeling, God, the pain of her passing. God, that you would bless them, God, that you would give them peace that passes all understanding, God. Only you can do it, God. Only you can do it. And we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that in the name of Jesus. God, as Sister Elizabeth is on this call, God, I thank you, God, for the opportunities, God, the doors that you are opening for her in her life. Oh, God, I thank you, God, that you are so faithful. Hallelujah. And you've proven it time and time and time and time and time and time and time again. Hallelujah. I thank you for her life, God. I thank you, Father, that she's a woman of prayer, God. I thank you, God, hallelujah, that she's a woman who seeks your will, God, that seeks your face, God, that seeks your direction. So, Father, I thank you, God, that in this next season, God, that you're lining up everything that she has need of in the name of Jesus, that she not lack, hallelujah, from one point to the next, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, God, for what you are doing and accomplishing in this young woman's life. God, I thank you for it in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, for the testimony that Pastor Mark gave on Sunday, hallelujah, of supernatural provision for their business, for him and Nina's business. God, I thank you for that, God. God, it gives the rest of us hope, God. Hallelujah. It gives the rest of us, hallelujah, a spark of inspiration, God, to hold on. Hallelujah. Till we see our change come. So, God, we celebrate them in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for what you've done in their lives, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I raise up anyone before you, God, that has a financial need tonight, God, who's been affected, God, by the impact of this virus, Father, whether physically, health-wise, God, or economically, God, I lift them up to you, God, and I thank you, God, that your will be done in their lives, God, and we know that your will toward us is only good, hallelujah. So, God, we come into agreement, hallelujah, with the good, hallelujah, that you have declared over us, God. We come into agreement, glory to God, over the good, hallelujah, that you desire for us, Father, because surely goodness and mercy, hallelujah, Psalm 23 promises, follows us all the days of our lives, God. We thank you for goodness. We thank you for mercy, God. We thank you for grace on tonight. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, God, that you are not slack concerning your promises, God. We thank you, God, that your arm is not short. Hallelujah. Your arm is not short. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God, you are not a man that you should lie. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everything that comes out of your mouth happens. Glory to your name, God. And I thank you, God. I thank you, God, for your faithfulness toward us, God. God, even when we are faithless, God, you are so faithful. And I thank you for tonight. I thank you for tonight, God. I thank you for tonight. I thank you for tonight. I thank you for tonight. God, every person, hallelujah, that came on tonight to view, God, to listen, hallelujah, I pray you a special blessing. I pray a special blessing to anyone who might be listening to the call. Hallelujah. Hallelujah on the conference call line. I pray a special blessing in the name of Jesus, God, that you're going to surely keep us in all of our ways. Hallelujah. God, that you're going to bear us up in your hands, oh God, lest we dash our foot against a stone, God. Hallelujah, God. Yeah, too. Hallelujah. 1,000 might fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, God. But because we are, hallelujah, because we're taking, hallelujah, refuge under the shadow of the Almighty, God, we know that it won't come near us. Hallelujah. Not because we're so good and because we're so great, God, but we take refuge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But because we take refuge, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And as we take refuge, God, hallelujah, we can open our mouths and tell others, hey, you can come over here and take refuge too. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. We thank you on tonight, God. We have no clue. We have no clue in the natural what you are up to, God. We might not have a clue, an idea, glory to God, of what's ahead and what's next, God. God, but we trust you. Hallelujah. We trust you, God. We trust you tonight. We trust you, God. We trust you. Hallelujah. We trust you. 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 We trust you, God. Hallelujah, God, for we know that your thoughts toward us are only good, only good. God, we know, hallelujah, that you love us with an everlasting love. God, we know, God, that nothing shall pluck us out of your hand. Glory to God, nothing. Hallelujah, because we have this assurance, God, our hearts are at peace. Glory to God, we don't have to fret. We don't have to fret like the world is fretting. Hallelujah. We don't have to fret like the world frets. Hallelujah. Because our assurance is in you. Glory to God. It's not in ourselves. It's not in our bank accounts. It's not in our husbands. It's not in our wives. It's not in our parents. God, our trust, hallelujah, is in you. Glory to God. One who never fails. Hallelujah. The one who never fails. Thank you, Lord God. 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 I bless you tonight. I bless you tonight, God. I bless you tonight. So, Father, as we close this time together, we pray for Bishop and First Lady, God, that you will continue to strengthen them. Hallelujah, God, that prayer, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, we pray that same thing, God, hallelujah, over Bishop, God, that Moses experienced, glory to God, that his natural eyesight, hallelujah, was not dim, God, and that his natural force was not abated, oh God. We thank you, God, for longevity as he's about to approach another birthday, God. I thank you, hallelujah, for keeping power, God. The longevity of his life, God. You've given him a full, good life, God. We thank you for that tonight. We thank you for that tonight. We thank you for Lady Bobby. Hallelujah. Right there by his side, God. I thank you for strengthening them both, God. Spirit, soul, body. Hallelujah. Financially, emotionally, socially, God. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. That their latter, glory to God, is better, God, than the former, God. I thank you for it. I thank you for it. I thank you for every leader, hallelujah, at DTM, every pastor, every minister, hallelujah, every leader, God, trustees, deacons, God, hallelujah, anyone, God, that has a leadership role, God, I pray for wisdom and insight, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that they are led by the Spirit of God, glory to God, hallelujah, and that they hunger and thirst after righteousness, God. I thank you for it in the name of Jesus, that we might have to give the people. In the name of Jesus, that we might have to give the people, God. Thank you for your, oh, I thank you for it tonight. I thank you for it tonight, God. I thank you for it tonight, God. I thank you for it tonight. Thank you for blessing every member. Hallelujah. Every member, God. Thank you for blessing every member, God, and who is connected to them. Hallelujah, God. Thank you for blessing every member and whoever is connected to them. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Some people are going to be blessed just because they are connected. Hallelujah. Thank you for blessing tonight. Thank you for blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. And so, Father, as we close this time together, hallelujah, we thank you for being with us. We thank you, Father, for speaking to all of our hearts, God, even as we close this out tonight, God, that you are still talking to us by your Spirit, God, that you are unfolding, God, that you are unpacking, that you're further speaking, hallelujah, what it is, hallelujah, that you dropped on us on tonight. I thank you for it in the name that is above every name. In every heart, every believing heart said amen, 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 amen. So really quickly, let me remind you that on Sunday morning at 9 a.m., Pastor Mark will be right back here in the DTM, DT Live group with Transformation Hour. I guess it's going to be the very last. Yep, it's the last Sunday of the month, and so he's going to be bringing to us that last R. You know, if you have joined us at all this month, he's been giving us the 8 R's, and so this month is only four weeks. Oh, amen, amen, praise God, 5 days early, hallelujah, thank you, God. So, join Pastor Mark right back here at 9 a.m. on Sunday for Transformation Hour, because he cut all the way up on Sunday. If you haven't seen that, if you haven't seen it, go back and watch please go back and watch the replay. Pastor Mark was prophesying. Just go back and watch it. He was cutting all the way up. It was awesome. It was amazing. It was amazing. God was talking. And so this coming Sunday, 9 a.m., for that last installment of the 8 R's with Pastor Mark, okay? And then at 11, join us on the conference call line with Bishop, amen, for our Sunday morning service via the conference call line. And if you still need that phone number, look in the pinned announcement right here on the DT Live page for that phone number. And if you want to hear any of the replays, Pastor Mark has so graciously been working so hard over these past weeks to make those available to anyone who wants to listen, either to any of the Facebook messages, either from Wednesday nights or Sunday mornings, or the Sunday morning conference call. So go to the pinned announcement and get that phone number if you don't have it. And you can get all of the messages that have been provided since we have been meeting virtually. Is that okay? So, and again, don't forget, please continue to give. Contact, I was about to call her Pastor Tyra. Please contact Sister Tyra, the church chief financial officer, on ways that you can give. I believe there is actually a post somewhere that Bradley posted last week on the different ways that you can give via PayPal, Cash App, Square, or you can call Sister Tyra to see if there is another way that you can maybe give it to her over the phone. However, whatever way, we're trying to make it as easy as and as convenient as possible, okay, so that we can continue maintaining our giving. Very, very important that we be able to do that, as you can obviously understand. I know that you understand that. So we thank God, we bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. And we thank you for being with us here on tonight. We're going to continue to come back as long as we're on this, under this stay-at-home order. We don't know. So, but as soon as we know, we're going to be here making the announcements. Is that okay? So God bless you all. I love you with the love of the Lord, and I will see you next Wednesday. Oh, gosh. I guess that's April 29th, Wednesday, April 29th. And if I don't see you on Sunday, hopefully I'll see you in the chat on Sunday morning at 9. But if not, come back here on Wednesday, April 29th, 6 p.m. God bless you. I love you all. Peace.